In Liberia today, armed forces set up a blockade of the seaside neighborhood of West Point in the capital of Monrovia in an effort to prevent the spread of Ebola. However, news of the quarantine and a nighttime curfew set off protests in the neighborhood, where residents feel officials have not done enough to protect them from the disease. Tensions have already been high in West Point, and over the weekend, a group raided an Ebola screening center chasing away sick patients. NPR photographer David Gilkey was there when this morning's riots broke out, and he joins us now from Monrovia. Hi, David.
Hi, Meghna. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm wondering how things are in that neighborhood of West Point, because, I mean, obviously tensions have been high there for several days. What happened this morning?
Well, this morning the quarantine was put into effect, and there's only two roads into West Point, and they sealed both of those off and, for all practical purposes, locked down the peninsula that West Point sits on. So as the people of the neighborhoods woke up and realized what was happening, they of course, tried to come out and come and go as they normally would, only to be blocked by security forces.
And so were people injured? What happened? Were the riots contained?
Well, it started with a standoff, and the security forces drew a line in the sand at the main entrance to West Point. And then as people sort of collected up and started vocalizing their displeasure with not being able to leave, and I should also point out that the quarantine is such that you cannot come in either. So as that sort of took hold this morning, the tensions got higher and higher, and more police came in. The goal was to get into a neighborhood that's inside of West Point to, for all practical purposes, rescue one of the government officials who was trapped inside. All chaos sort of broke loose, and the presence of the security forces just amplified it until it descended into riot conditions.
So it would seem that, David, the residents of West Point have some reason to be upset, because I understand that it's a very impoverished, disenfranchised part of Monrovia, and now they have this quarantine imposed on them. So first of all, you know, what about just basic supplies, food? How is that stuff going to get in and out of the neighborhood?
Well, the government is claiming that they can provide enough food and water for the people to survive. That in itself might be a short-term answer, but it's not going to lower the tensions amongst the people. The people, they're upset. They feel disenfranchised even more with the Ebola outbreak, and they feel like it's being blamed on them. And they just don't have the capacity to do much about it. And so they're feeling very pushed into a corner, which is sort of an interesting metaphor, just because they live on a peninsula. There's only really two roads in, and those are the same roads you would get back out. And I think they're feeling trapped and cornered.
Now, what about those Ebola patients who were carried out of the holding center on Saturday? Have they been found?
Well, the government is claiming they've found everybody who left the center. Now, on the evening before the center was overrun, I'm not sure the exact number, but some of the patients walked out of the center themselves. And then the next day, the center was overrun by a mob that, if you want to call it this, Ebola deniers, and those people got out. Now, the government today and yesterday is claiming that they've found everybody and got them into treatment centers at the largest hospital in Monrovia.
Now, David, you're right there in the middle of all of this. I'm just wondering if you could describe to us what a day-to-day life is like. I mean, Ebola is a disease where people are told, you know, it's passed through intimate contact. Try to minimize your interaction with folks in a zone that's been quarantined. That must be having a profound impact on just daily living.
It is, and the thing about it is you don't shake hands with anybody, which is your first reaction. You smile and you sort of pretend to bump elbows, but on a daily basis, people are going about their business, but you don't go into any shop or restaurant without washing your hands here, and sometimes your feet, with a chlorine wash or at least soap and water. You know, for example, today I went up to the police station, and before being allowed to go in, I had an external thermometer and my temperature taken. I had to write that temperature down on a piece of paper and staple it to my shirt that I had passed through that screening process before entering the police center. So it's always in the back of your mind. I think it's in the back of everybody's mind here right now, just because you can't escape it. And I mean, it was certainly on my mind this morning. We were in a very volatile situation where rocks and bullets were flying, and you know, then you have to also think about the fact that you have the world's deadliest disease on the loose as well.
I wonder what you think that this quarantine and the protest is saying about Liberia's overall handling of the Ebola outbreak. I mean, is the country doing all that it can to contain this deadly disease?
Well, I think in general, they're woefully understaffed in just about every governmental capacity that you can imagine. So the problem is healthcare, security forces, anything that you might think of at home that comes to second nature in a crisis like this, they just don't have enough manpower to deal with it. So it's become a very tricky situation of dealing with the issues at hand. I mean, I can't stress enough that they just don't have the resources to deal with a lot of the problems they have on a daily basis, let alone add Ebola to the mix.
NPR photographer David Gilkey speaking to us from Monrovia, Liberia. David, thank you.
You're welcome.
And we have some new sobering figures today from the World Health Organization on the Ebola outbreak. The WHO reports that at least 1,350 people have died in West Africa so far, and those deaths are mounting fastest in Liberia. Ebola has killed more than 570 Liberians. And the UN Health Agency also warned that countries are beginning to experience supply shortages, and this comes after a number of airlines and shipping services have stopped transport to the worst affected capitals of Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea.